What we're looking at is a new gift to the library that is a Civil War era photo album for the Count of Paris, grandson of the last King of France, who joined the Union Army and served with General McClellan for a year. These pictures document the people that he met and his experiences fighting in the Civil War. The Count of Paris opens his scrapbook with an amazing image of an African-American child, and then written in French below it is the caption, "The Cause of the American War." This is a year before Lincoln has issued the Emancipation Proclamation, so this is a very interesting political statement at this time. In this image, we have two former West Point classmates, Lieutenant George Armstrong Custer, who would go on to later fame, and Confederate Lieutenant James Barrow Washington, who was a direct descendant of George Washington. Sitting below them is an African-American child that is believed to be a slave for Washington. Washington is here in his Confederate uniform. He was a prisoner of war. On this page, we have several images of President Abraham Lincoln and his Secretary of State, William Seward. Here we have an image of George McClellan. It's fascinating because all the way to the left is General George Meade, who would later win the Battle of Gettysburg. What stands out with this particular book is that it allows us to look at history from multiple perspectives. We have the Civil War documented with a perspective of an individual who was participating in the war, but also the history of photography is captured here. We see different types of photographs, albumen prints and salt prints, but really it's the lens into life at that time. In a digital age, of course, we can see many of these photographs and images out on the web, but to actually have the physical object here at Cornell, one, it adds to our amazing Civil War era collection, but the physical object is also part of the story. As I'm handling this book, I am touching leather and I'm flipping through pages. You can smell the leather. I mean, there are messages in the physicality of this object. And of course, by being here, it serves our dual mission. One, we will be preserving this for all time. But also, our collections are working collections, so that they're here for researchers, for students, and for faculty to come down and use them for their classwork and their coursework and their research.